Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, could see some spotty rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, warmer at 70, with wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, and Thursday will continue with clouds, highs at 56. Right now, it's 45.
Monday, Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Averett. Shelter-in-place orders about to take effect for about a third of Kansas' population to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that she will tighten restrictions on public gatherings. Five counties with about 1 million of the state's 2.9 million residents are telling their residents to stay home starting today, except for essential business such as buying food or seeking medical care. Those counties include Johnson County, the state's most populous, and three others in or near the Kansas City area, as well as Douglas County, home to KU. A three-vehicle accident yesterday in Ottawa County claimed the life of a 76-year-old Minneapolis man. John Tibbetts was westbound when he was crossing U.S. Highway 81, and his truck was struck by a northbound vehicle on the highway. Forecasters are saying the overnight rain is moving east out of the state. Tomorrow, potentially the warmest day of the week. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember, the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network to learn more.
Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association. Kansas legislators are likely to re-examine the power that the governor has in emergencies once the immediate health threat from the coronavirus pandemic passes. Some Republicans say they didn't quite understand how much power the governor has in emergencies until Democratic Governor Laura Kelly closed K-12 schools for the rest of the spring and ordered a halt to new evictions and mortgage foreclosures. Conservative lawmakers fear how far Kelly might go to contain the spread of the virus, and legislators are likely to consider a rewrite of the state law once the immediate health crisis passes. Democrats say Kelly is acting to preserve people's health. Meanwhile, with all that's going on, one of the things going on is the Kansas winter wheat crop. According to the latest numbers from the Kansas Ag Statistics Service, as of yesterday, winter wheat rated just 14% poor to very poor, 38% fair, and 48% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition. Mid-America Network News.
They're hot in the summer, icy in winter, slippery in the spring. I'm talking about the streets. Unforgiving, unpredictable, downright mean. Get a grip with a tire that puts you in the driver's seat. For a limited time, get a $70 or $50 reward card or virtual account after online submission with purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
Visit Mike's OK Tire, 400 Center Street in Marysville, or call 562-3471.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promotion for complete details. Offer expires 4-6-2020, void where prohibited.
Tuesday, Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett. 19 more coronavirus cases have been reported in five Nebraska counties, bringing the state total to 61. Authorities say the new cases include a man and woman in their 60s who live in Washington County and who recently traveled. New cases were also reported in Cass, Douglas, Madison, and Sarpy counties. Early yesterday, the legislature advanced an $83.6 million package to help fight the outbreak in the state. The State Game and Parks Commission has banned both alcohol possession and consumption at Lake McConaughey and neighboring Lake Ogallala in western Nebraska. The commission voted Friday at its meeting in Hastings for the proposal, which affects only state-controlled areas. It's among several agreements the state worked out with local leaders to avert drastic cuts in access. The commission had been considering access restrictions following complaints about overcrowding. Mid-America Network News.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County has its first presumed positive case of COVID-19, officials said Monday afternoon. In a press release from the Beatrice Unified Command, details were outlined. Beatrice residents, please be advised, we have no laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases in our community. However, based on the clinical judgment of Beatrice Community Hospital providers, we do have presumed positive COVID-19 cases in our community. With the limited availability of state laboratory testing, the providers have been instructed by the state of Nebraska to clinically diagnose patients as presumed positive if presenting with symptoms consistent with COVID-19 and are testing negative for other common viruses, including influenza. Patients who are designated presumed positive have been instructed to return home under quarantine and monitor their symptoms. If symptoms worsen, they are instructed to contact their provider for the next steps. Beatrice Community Hospital is prepared to provide hospital care if necessary. In response to the coronavirus pandemic, limited access to community memorial health care facilities began late last week to protect patients and health care workers. Marysville's Community Physicians Clinic and Surgeons Clinic and Blue Rapids Medical Clinic remain open, but well visits and other routine checkups have been postponed unless deemed necessary by a provider. All patients will be screened prior. The Wymore location of Community Physicians Clinic is temporarily closed to conserve staff and personal protective equipment. Patients can call all three clinics to speak with their provider or a nurse if they have any health concerns. Video conferencing or a telehealth visit may be possible dependent on circumstances. Entrance to Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been limited to the East Hospital doors under the covered patient drop-off area only from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. No visitors are allowed at this time without approval from the patient's physician. Any emergent patients should continue to enter through the emergency entrance in addition to staff entering the building from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. All staff and visitors will be screened prior to entering. Elective surgeries, routine imaging, non-essential lab services, and the specialist outpatient clinic have been temporarily suspended for 2 weeks. CMH will reevaluate necessary precautions at that time. If you feel that you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 coronavirus, such as cough, fever, or shortness of breath, or other respiratory distress, please stay at home and contact your primary care provider by phone for instruction. If you're experiencing extreme symptoms or trouble breathing, call the emergency room prior to arrival. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and discussed procedures going forward with the school closure announced by the state. Continued learning opportunities are being developed. Graduation requirements were amended, and the lunch distribution were discussed. A motion to add another fifth grade teacher at Marysville Elementary next year was approved, which will allow keeping class sizes under 20 students. Replacement of teacher laptops was approved for some $67,000 from the capital outlay funds. USD 108 Washington County School Board met last week and approved a low bid of $234,000 for replacement of a high school gymnasium roof. Brock Funk was hired as grade 7 through 12 principal for next year, Andrea LeCure as second grade teacher, and Beth Warner, preschool aide. The board accepted resignations of Scott Romheiser as high school girls basketball coach, Karen Hasker as assistant volleyball coach, Brock Funk as social studies teacher, and preschool aide Samantha Rose. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board toured district buildings and facilities last week and following, they discussed the procedure for hiring an architect for proposed building improvements and how to best prioritize projects. A special board meeting is set for Tuesday, March 31st at 6 p.m. to interview architects. Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools, along with a number of other Nebraska schools, extended cancellation of classes until at least May 1st. That announcement Monday. Status will be assessed periodically and is subject to extension. RSVP of Northeast Kansas provides seniors over the age of 60 and disabled citizens who cannot access other meal programs or who presently attend nutrition sites or receive Meals on Wheels the alternative of obtaining frozen home-cooked meals. RSVP volunteers cook, package, and freeze these meals. RSVP is conducting a freezer meal training in Frankfort for area residents that may be interested in helping with the program. The training will be offered at the Frankfort Presbyterian Church Wednesday, March 25th at 10 a.m. and is open to anyone who likes to cook or wants to help package meals. To avoid too many people at once, please notify the office if you wish to attend. If there's more than 10, training will be split into two workshops. Phone the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154 if you wish to attend or learn more about the freezer meal program. Bonnie L. Kohlmeyer, age 89, of Washington, passed away Friday. Private funeral services planned Wednesday, 2:30, at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 1, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Kohlmeyer. Dorothy Hula, age 89, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Tuesday. Private graveside service at the Prospect Hill Cemetery in Blue Rapids, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Hula. Frank Huffman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Private graveside service Wednesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery, Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Frank Huffman. Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Mike Murphy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ribs with sauerkraut, seasoned potatoes, peas, whole wheat bread, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, low-pressure system across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across parts of the central and east-central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day and into tonight. Otherwise, in our area, we're just going to see cloudy skies for today. We'll start to see a few peaks of sunshine for tomorrow. Dry weather into Thursday before a system moves in from the north, bringing more chances for some scattered rain showers Thursday night into Friday. Otherwise, a nice warm-up for tomorrow before temperatures will cool back down into the 50s. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, isolated rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, highs at 70. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, and Thursday, cloudy skies at 56 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late March, 58, record high on this date, 75 in 2017. The average low, 33, record low was 18 degrees in 2006. Sunset this evening, 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:23. It's 45 degrees with a light east wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of March. It's National Ag Day. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When will the Summer Olympics be played? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said 4 weeks were needed to decide on an inevitable postponement for the Games, which are scheduled to open July 24th. Bach ruled out a cancellation, but postponing the Olympics means there'll be a lot of hoops to jump through.
What's taking place right now are complicated legal and financial discussions, because if they just cancel the Games outright, it leaves the IOC and the organizing committee open to lawsuits, possibly. There are financial repercussions. These are billion-dollar events, as you know, multi-billion-dollar events. And so there are ways in which they would be legally exposed if they don't dot all the I's and cross all the T's before they actually announce a decision.
ESPN's Jeremy Schapp. ESPN is reporting there will be an Olympic flame in Tokyo, but with minimal attendance. This is ABC Sports. The NFL Physician Society is discontinuing physicals for players amid the coronavirus pandemic, as reported by NFL Network. That'll affect free agents waiting to officially sign contracts and draft prospects needing to be rechecked after last month's NFL Combine. On the free agent front, the New England Patriots made a move at the quarterback position after Tom Brady bolted to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but it's still unclear who'll replace the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Brian Hoyer is going to be capable of competing for the job. I think they draft another quarterback, and if there's some veteran quarterback still on the street in a couple of weeks, no home, price dropped, maybe the Patriots bring him into the mix.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, he reports New England signing a veteran quarterback Brian Hoyer on a one-year deal. Dallas Cowboys All-Pro center Travis Frederick announcing his retirement at the ripe old age of 29, citing his battle with an autoimmune disease that knocked him off the field for all of 2018. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Toilet paper isn't the only thing you can buy in bulk. Stock up on your favorites from Bite Me Barbecue with bulk pricing to go. Get pulled pork, smoked sausage, sliced brisket, ribs, chicken, pork loin, and more. And don't forget their made fresh daily sides. Baked beans with burnt ends, cheesy taters, coleslaw, and several other favorites. Just heat and eat. You must pre-order by calling 785-619-6110 or message them on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says USDA actively monitoring all commodity markets and the flow of food. Those comments came as a tweet applied to industry requests last week that USDA protect commodity markets from manipulation. Perdue said we're paying special attention to the difference in prices from the farm gate to the grocery shelf. National Cattlemen's Beef Association sent a letter to the secretary last week, along with lawmakers, urging relief for cattle producers stemming from COVID-19. The coronavirus had cattle markets lower at a time when consumer demand increasing. NCBA said the price disturbance has created tremendous uncertainty in the cattle industry, and it's come at a time when cattle producers are singularly focused on maintaining an adequate supply of meat and food processors. The organization said it's critical that cattle producers are empowered to maintain operational certainty as they work to ensure the nation's food security during the crisis. And President Trump proclaiming today, March 24th, as National Ag Day. This marks the fourth year the administration has publicly recognized National Ag Day as a salute to the contributions of America's farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness. The proclamation highlights the timeless American values of hard work, perseverance, and stewardship of the land. It also stresses that farmers provide the foundation of a national economic supply chain that is critical to the national security and prosperity. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service report remains on schedule amid the COVID-19 pandemic, including the March 26th hog and pig report and March 31st prospective planting reports. The agency also continues to collect data for all upcoming reports, asking farmers and ranchers to complete their surveys online. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. Today is National Ag Day, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has this message for all those in the industry.
Hello, everyone. Today, as we celebrate National Ag Day, you know that we do so in very uncertain times. And during these times, one thing has remained steadfast, and that's America's farmers, ranchers, and producers. For the past half century, National Ag Day has played a key role in helping the American public understand where their food and fiber comes from and how important agriculture is to our national economy. Our farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers in America are feeding and clothing the world. Now more than ever, it's important that the American people remember that for all the food on those grocery shelves, that some farmer grew it. Our farmers are resilient, and during these uncertain times, they're still working day in and day out to produce what's needed for our growing population. Food is essential all year round, but in the face of a pandemic, it's critical the shelves remain stocked and supplies remain plentiful. President Trump's whole of government approach is ensuring food and essentials are constantly available. America's farmers and ranchers and those on the front lines in the food service industry are doing their part, and we are forever grateful. Today on National Ag Day, I challenge you, the American public, to keep our farmers, ranchers, and producers on their minds for all their work to provide us a safe, healthy, and abundant food supply. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. Thank you all, and stay safe out there.
Once again, that's Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest ag news here on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. It's interesting to see how this coronavirus episode is impacting agriculture. I think a lot of it has yet to be determined, but certainly commodity prices have been impacted. And it's interesting to see the role of the internet in this, in that so many people are able to work from home using the internet, where many years ago they would not have been. And that leads us to today's topic of internet auction sales. We'll talk to Mark Stock, the co-founder of Big Iron Auctions, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Remember the old days back before the internet, when if you wanted to go to a farm equipment auction, you had to go to a farm equipment auction held on somebody's farm or elsewhere? Well, along came the internet, and back in 2009, Big Iron Auctions was started and kind of revolutionized the way that farm equipment is sold. One of the founders of Big Iron Auctions is Mark Stock out of Edward, Nebraska.
BigIron.com, BigIron.com is our website. Our auctions are every Wednesday, and they're year-round unless that Wednesday falls on a holiday. We have had some two-day sales due to large volumes of participation, and that's usually in December or in this March period. We'll have 3,000 items, or right at 3,000 items, selling on the last Wednesday here in March. But yeah, technology has changed. Now 62% of all of the bids received on equipment that is selling on our site come from the folks who have downloaded the Big Iron Auction app on their smartphone or their mobile device. So everybody takes it with them, mobile, all over the place. So you can be doing your taxes and bidding on equipment if that's on a Wednesday appointment. Or we've had people sitting in a dentist chair buying machinery while they're having their crowns filled.
Okay. Well, this is no relation to the Big Iron Show in North Dakota, right?
No, it is not. But we always participate in that show. That's a great event to attend. So the Big Iron Auction Company attends the Big Iron Farm Show.
Okay, got that. What is the hottest selling item or hottest selling items these days?
Planters. Drills are really, really hot right now. I think a lot of people got caught up last year with weather, and they're thinking they can speed up their planting process by just getting another tractor and a couple extra implements moving through the field. So planters are really, really popular right now, and grain drills. Those are really hot items.
And coming tomorrow, Mark Stock of Big Iron Auction will give some tips to farmers interested in listing some equipment for sale. Back after this.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated plans to continue Thursday cattle sales.
asking that for the safety of all concerned, please minimize the time you spend at the market and in the sale arena. Staff will be available to unload and load your cattle. You can contact the office to discuss check pickup options in addition to mail. If you're feeling ill or have any symptoms of illness, please remain home. Check their website and Facebook for updates, with Thursday cattle sales continuing at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, cloudy overcast 45 with a light east wind. Highs in the middle 50s on tap for today.
Tuesday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Averett. Southeast Missouri has hired Kansas State assistant Brad Korn as its new basketball coach. Korn had spent the past five seasons with the Wildcats, the past four as an assistant coach. He helped the school make three NCAA tournament appearances and win a share of the Big 12 regular season 2 years ago. Korn takes over for Rick Ray. He was fired after going 51-104 over five seasons, including a 7-24 mark this past season. The Kansas City Chiefs will match all player donations to a food bank. Donations coming in from team members stemming from a challenge that wide receiver Tyreek Hill made to his teammates a week ago. Hill donated 6,000 meals. Tight end Travis Kelce doubled that donation. Then quarterback Patrick Mahomes announced that he's donating 15,000 meals to the food bank. I'm Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Americans have always loved road trips and leisure travel, but the nature of those adventures is rapidly evolving. It's a look at the latest in travel trends today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 24th, the 84th day of the year. Actor Steve McQueen was born on this day in 1930, and on this night 40 years ago, ABC introduced the late-night news program Nightline. Mapping out your vacation plans for the year? If you're like many Americans, you may be taking fewer extended getaways in favor of frequent mini trips or weekend adventures. That's according to the Travel and Tourism Research Association, which also says one of the hottest trends in recent years, food tourism or trips focusing on culinary experiences, will also remain hot in 2020. And the mobile office evolution means more of us are combining business and leisure, a trend the travel industry has dubbed as bleisure travel. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY. Two, three.
It's your birthday. Let's act like it is and just go crazy. Do what we want with no reason why. Life ain't long enough, so let's celebrate and get drunk on good love. And remember what it's like to just dance all night. We'll dance all night.
Wild and young, baby, kids on the run. Gonna party like we just turned 21.
we all